This is the March 2019 issue of Clinical Chemistry, Volume 65, Issue 3. On the cover, a bad wind coming. The global threat from chemical and biological agents has only increased with time. Today, the wind, water, or nearly any surface can be a vehicle for spreading pathogens. Anthrax, Ebola, and Zika are no longer obscure names, nor are the terms biodefense, biothreat, and biosurveillance. Staple assays for rapid pathogen detection have included PCR, enzyme-linked immunoabsorbent assays, and lateral flow immunoassays. While excellent for pathogen identification, these assays have limited multiplex capability and require a priori knowledge of the causative agent. A more recent technology, next-generation sequencing, or NGS, has greatly expanded the capabilities of detecting biothreats, unexpected pathogens, or even the completely novel, previously unknown threat. But how much can NGS actually contribute to biothreat detection, forensics, and the clinic? To help answer this and other related questions, this issue of Clinical Chemistry contains a review covering NGS and biodefense. Validation of a metabolite panel for a more accurate estimation of glomerular filtration rate using quantitative LC-MSMS by Tiffany A. Freed et al. There is an unmet clinical need for a more accurate GFR estimation for use as a confirmatory test in clinical conditions in which estimated GFR using creatinine or cystatin C is not accurate enough for clinical decision-making. Here, the authors developed and validated an LC-MSMS assay for a panel of four novel metabolites and a new equation for estimating GFR. The new equation did not require creatinine, cystatin C, or demographic characteristics, and was more accurate than GFR estimates using creatinine or cystatin C, but not more accurate than equations using both markers. Quality monitoring of an FIT-based colorectal cancer screening program by Esther Toes Zutendek et al. This study examined the consistency of fecal immunochemical tests in testing positive or detecting advanced neoplasia across specimen collection devices, lot reagents, and laboratories within a fecal immunochemical test-based colorectal cancer screening program. Variations were observed in positivity and detection rates between specimen collection devices and reagents, but there was no variation in positive predictive values. Performance of the three laboratories was uniform. Clinically, the program is performing well, but there is room for improvement. These results can be used as input for standardizing fecal immunochemical test quality monitoring and for improving a regular monitoring system to reduce the impact of test variation on detection of advanced neoplasia. A Mendelian randomization-based approach to identify early and sensitive diagnostic biomarkers of disease by Pedro Mohammadi Shemarani et al. The authors of this paper demonstrate an innovative approach for discovery of early and sensitive diagnostic biomarkers called reverse Mendelian randomization. This approach leverages causal inference afforded by Mendelian randomization to identify biomarkers causally affected by a disease. As a proof of concept, the authors applied this method to identify trefoil factor 3 as a biomarker that is increased by reduced glomerular filtration rate. Trefoil factor 3 predicted early incident chronic kidney disease independent of known risk factors. These results highlight the potential for trefoil factor 3 as an early marker for chronic kidney disease and dysglycemia and the utility of reverse Mendelian randomization to identify diagnostic biomarkers for other chronic diseases. Predicting acute myocardial infarction with a single blood draw by Jasper Boninghouse et al. To determine cardiac troponin concentrations necessary to achieve a positive predictive value of 75% or more for acute myocardial infarction, the authors of this study prospectively enrolled patients presenting to the emergency department with symptoms suggestive of acute myocardial infarction. Final diagnosis were made by two independent cardiologists. Cardiac troponin concentrations were measured using five different sensitive and high sensitivity assays. The positive predictive values increased up to a specific cutoff for high sensitivity cardiac troponin, but not further. Serial sampling does not seem necessary for rule-in of acute myocardial infarction and concurrent decision-making in about 10% of patients, as it only marginally further increases the positive predictive value for acute myocardial infarction. Immunoglobulin-like domain of HSFC-mu-R as a capture molecule for detection of Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever virus and Zika virus-specific IgM antibodies by Anne Raskow et al. The authors of this study describe the identification and characterization of a recombinant capture molecule for IgM antigen immune complexes. The novel technique is applied to the development of highly sensitive and specific serological tests for the detection of IgM antibodies directed against Zika virus and Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever virus. The assay principle can be easily adapted to the detection of IgM antibodies directed against other pathogens in both human and animal sera and exhibits the potential to be further developed beyond the classical ELISA format to a bead-based point-of-care test. Detection and characterization of circulating tumor cells in patients with Merkel cell carcinoma by Sabine Reithdorf et al. Merkel cell carcinoma is a rare, aggressive neuroendocrine cancer of the skin that has become subject of immune checkpoint therapy. Reliable biomarkers predicting prognosis and therapy response are still missing. Here, the authors show that circulating tumor cells in patients with Merkel cell carcinoma have prognostic impact for impaired clinical outcome and the potential to monitor in real time the extent of the disease. The study demonstrated the feasibility of single circulating tumor cell analysis for genomic aberrations, Merkel cell polyomavirus DNA, and expression of programmed cell death ligand 1 with the potential to provide insights into the role of circulating tumor cells as biomarkers in patients with Merkel cell carcinoma. TrueNIS evaluation and verification of inter-assay agreement of 11 serum IgA measuring systems, implications for medical decisions, by Federica Braga et al. This article reports the results of an inter-comparison study aimed to verify the standardization status of immunoglobulin A measurements using 11 commercial systems. The ERM DA470K IFCC reference material was used for TrueNIS evaluation, whereas 18 patient pools were used for inter-assay agreement verification and estimation of the average uncertainty of measurements. Although the majority of measuring systems were sufficiently aligned to each other, the bias was, in most cases, unacceptable. When the analysis focused on the lower concentrations typical of children, the situation worsened. This analytical background information merits careful consideration when defining traceable reference intervals in the pediatric population. Global adoption of high-sensitivity cardiac troponins and the universal definition of myocardial infarction by Atul Anand et al. This study assessed whether high-sensitivity cardiac troponin assays and key recommendations from the universal definition of myocardial infarction have been adopted in a global survey of 1,902 institutions in 23 countries across every continent. Cardiac troponin use was almost universal, and the majority of sites had adopted the 99th percentile as a diagnostic threshold. However, only a minority were using high-sensitivity assays with substantial geographic variation. High-sensitivity assay use was associated with earlier serial testing, but recommended sex-specific diagnostic thresholds were infrequently used. Further progress will be required to improve standardization of risk stratification and diagnosis of patients with suspected myocardial infarction.